It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message.
My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
Hysterical xenophobia.
Be giving Americans a false sense.
Is it accurate that if these steps had not been put in place, it could have been 2 million people dead here in the United States?
Yes.
No matter how hard they try to stop us, they can't.
We built the greatest economy the world has ever seen, and we're going to do it again.
Together, we're beating back the invisible enemy.
What the federal government did was a phenomenal accomplishment.
Through it all, the world has witnessed the unyielding resolve of our incredible American people.
Promise made, promise kept.
And I'm fighting for you, and I love doing it with everything that I have. And you know that. With the grace of God, we will win this war, and we will win this war quickly. And we will make America great again.
All right, Sandy Rios with you, and that is a campaign commercial from President Donald Trump for the 2020 election. Pretty moving and inspiring. Most of those things are being censored, so that you're probably not hearing many of them, but you will when the networks start to run them, assuming that they'll do the buy. But we have an election coming up very quickly, and people are wondering what's going to happen. Will Joe Biden actually prevail over President Donald Trump? The CNN poll that just came out a few days ago said that the president was something like 14 points behind Joe Biden. And as I said to you earlier in the week, I don't believe a poll like that, which is a random sample of Americans by phone without any kind of description or geographical notation or age or political party affiliation. You can make that poll say anything. And yet that's what they are telling us. Well, our next guest, who is familiar to all of you, has written a new book called Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And the author is David Horowitz. David, of course, is known well to most of you. He's certainly known well to me. David was a radical in the 60s, and I met him when he first, in the early days of him speaking out about his really conversion to conservatism. David worked with the Black Panthers and all the radicals whose famous names you know, who nearly turned the nation upside down back then. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this morning is a former radical son of the left, a New York Times bestselling author, the founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center out in Los Angeles, David Horowitz.
Good morning.
All right. So do you honestly believe this, that Trump is going to smash the left and win?
Sure. I mean, people can see, actually my book Blitz is a guide to this war we're in. And as you know, Sandy, I came out of the left 40 years ago, and I've been when I felt the voice crying in the wilderness to tell people how malicious the left is. And in fact, to bring the message that this Catholic, Italian Catholic archbishop said the other day, that this is a battle between good and evil. There is malice in the hearts of the Democrat Party. We had to get rid of Trump, to undo a lawful election. This is the first time this has happened since 1860, when Abraham Lincoln was elected, and it resulted in a civil war. We're really in a civil war situation now. The Democrat Party set out, they formed a resistance funded by George Soros to destroy Trump and remove him from office. We had 3 years of the Russia hoax. Then we had the coronavirus hoax, which is the Democrats, instead of fighting the virus, they tried to blame it on Trump, as though Trump was, they blamed him for killing 100,000 people, as though he was in charge of the healthcare systems. Democrat governors like Cuomo in New York, who are in charge of the healthcare systems in their states, not the president. And the 8 worst states are run by Democrats, and they're the ones like Cuomo who ordered COVID patients to be put in nursing homes where he killed 6,000 grandmothers and grandfathers. Then they went right from that to this race hoax about what happened in Minneapolis. First of all, everybody who has any influence over policing in Minneapolis is a Democrat and a leftist. The police chief is black. The attorney general is a black, an anti-American racist black who was the head of the DNC. Nobody has, there are 4 people charged with the murder of George Floyd. 2 of them are Asian and black. Nobody knows that race was even an issue in this, this awful spectacle that we had to watch, through that video. There were 10 million arrests in America last year. 19 unarmed whites were killed by police, 9 blacks. Minority police, nobody ever mentions that a lot of these police departments, not only is the chief black, but 60% of the officers are minorities. Nobody mentions that. Nobody mentions the fact that for the last 50 years, every civil rights martyr has either been a criminal and killed in the course of an arrest, of resisting arrest, or caught in a situation created by criminals. We don't have racist mobs going around lynching blacks. We haven't had it for 50 or 60 years. America is the least racist. It's not a racist nation. It's the most tolerant and inclusive nation on the globe.
David, let me pause.
One of the reasons that they hate Christians, by the way, and all of this is in my book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. One of the reasons they hate Christians is because Christians believe in the sanctity of the human, of human life and the eternal response, life of the soul. So everybody appears before God as an individual, not as a member of a race. That's why Christians led the world in abolishing slavery. All of the slaves who came to America were enslaved by black Africans and sold into slavery. And from the time America was created, we heard that arch-racist Al Sharpton give the eulogy for George Floyd and talk about 400 years of slavery, a monstrous lie in America, monstrous. America was created in 1776, and the slaves were freed in the North by 1807, but in the whole country, 87 years later, at the cost of 350,000 mainly white lives. Every yes. black in America owes their freedom to white America. That's the politically incorrect truth. But that's been my mission. As somebody who came out, my parents, as you know, were communists, out of the communist left. My mission is to tell the truth and not to be intimidated.
David, let me jump in there because let's go back in time because you were on the other side of people like me back in 1960. You were one of the protesters. You were actually one of the thinkers organizing it. You know, the communist agitators, as you well know, and you were one of them, were the ones kind of moving the parts around, as it were. And there were a lot of college students who actually thought they were fighting for, against war or against nuclear, whatever, proliferation.
For communism is what they were fighting for.
Yes, but they didn't. I don't think they all knew, all the college students didn't quite understand that.
We were well-meaning.
Yeah. So but let me ask you.
That the left was malicious.
When you were on the other side and you were watching things, we had burning cities, we had riots every night, you know, it was so depressing, kind of like it is right now to me, David, but you were on the inside. So how do you see this as different? Do you see this as the same, just a different manifestation?
No. It's much worse. The left is hugely powerful. There's hundreds of millions of dollars behind it. Black Lives Matter is a very rich organization. They've got Morgan Bank, the Rockefellers, Soros. They're incredibly well funded, and they've gone beyond. I mean, in the '60s, the only group that they really reflect was the terrorist Weather Underground, friends of Barack Obama. This is much worse. The left was unable in the '60s to burn American cities in the way they have now. This has been building. I've written a lot of books about this because I made myself a student of the left and their gradual takeover of the Democrat Party. One of the reasons I think why I'm confident that Trump will win is because American people have their heads screwed on straight, by and large. They understand that Trump is defending our borders, that Trump is defending our national security, that Trump is defending our... They understand that the police... You can't not tie the hands of the police and not expect crime to explode, which is what happened after Ferguson and after the Freddie Gray's basically committed suicide, but it was blamed on the six police, three of whom were black. It doesn't make any sense what the left goes on about. As I say, of the four cops accused of murdering George Floyd, two of them are minorities. Breonna Taylor was an innocent victim, but they raided a drug dealer's house, and her boyfriend fired on the police, wounding one of them, and they fired back. Nobody has said whether those police officers were white or black, but it's another white crime. The racism against white people is epidemic and just totally out of control. Yeah. Al Sharpton, as I say, to make a racist like Sharpton, a Jew-hating, America-hating, a white person-hating arsonist like Al Sharpton, the eulogist at George Floyd's funeral, tells you everything that you need to know about this movement.
David,
400 years ago, there was no America. It was an English colony. And actually, the 20 Africans who were brought to America through the Virginia colony, which is why the left likes to emphasize 1619. They weren't even slaves. They were indentured servants. Slavery was outlawed in Virginia until the end of the 17th century. So it's all a pack of lies.
Yeah. David, we have to take...
New York Times.
We have to take a break. Listen, this is fascinating. It always is. You know, I love talking to you. And the latest book that David has written is called Blitz. By the way, he's a great writer. And so his stuff is just fascinating, and you will want to get this book. It's not long. It's not overwhelming. It's Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. The title is called Blitz. And my guest is David Horowitz, the founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And we'll talk more when we come back. We're going to talk about who is behind this. We're going to talk about who's out on the streets. It's our kids. How do we get to this point? And much, much more. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Saying once the looting starts, the shooting starts. You have a president talking about the Second Amendment as a use for people to come out here and use firearms against the people that are protesting. This is the messages that we're seeing. I don't know if you on social media because the news don't tell you everything. But you have to pay attention to what's going on, or else we have a president that's trying to incite a race war. And when the borders are closed, we can't leave. You have people in here that need your help. This is when you and y'all stand together with the community, with society, to stop the stop the governmental oppression, period. We need you. So then march with us. March beside us. You get your people. Y'all march beside us. March beside us. March beside us. Let the revolution be televised. March beside us and show us that you're here for us.
Make history
with us, please. Let's just do it. March with us. We'll start marching and you march with us. Please.
Just two of y'all.
Do it. Just a small. Be the change. Be the change. Do it. Do it. Please. Do it. Please. We are good people. March with us.
Thank you, deal.
March with us.
I can't leave this post. I will march through this street with you guys to that next intersection.
I don't know.
I'll march from this intersection to that intersection, but I have to control this area.
Control.
What are you trying to control?
What is it, the control, man? March with us. It will send a huge message. We just march. Just march with us. March the whole round with us. March, you and your men. Y'all protect us. Protect us. Y'all march with us. March around like we just did. Do that march with us. Y'all stand beside us. No, you don't, because you're the protector. So if you can't patrol yourself. If it's you that's supposed to be patrolling us, then walk with us.
I'm also protecting some of these businesses.
Okay. Okay.
Well, can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Can you take a kneel? Can you take a kneel?
I don't know. They ain't enough for me.
That's all.
They ain't enough for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me see you take a kneel.
They ain't enough for me.
Let me see you take a kneel. Let me see you take a kneel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's all do it together. Let's all do it together. Come on. Everybody, let's all do it together.
You against George Floyd, you gotta take a knee.
Let's all do it together.
Oh, y'all in the back, take a knee. Take a knee.
If you stand in there, we're taking you with us.
Come on, thank you.
Mark with us. Mark with us.
All right, that was the sound of a captain and his troops who were protecting the streets in some major city, interacting with the protesters. And you heard her say, the president's trying to incite a race war. Stand with us. Stand with us. March with us. Let the revolution be televised. And then take a knee. Take a knee. And then when he takes a knee and all of his troops take a knee, then they begin to cheer. David Horowitz is my guest. He's just written this book called Blitz.
It's a horrifying scene.
Because why, David? Why is that so bad?
Take a knee is designed to humiliate a person and then manipulate them. To humiliate them, load them with guilt based on nothing. There is no race issue involved here. All the statistics show that white people are more likely to be killed than blacks by police, white criminals. Than blacks, that unarmed whites are twice as likely to be killed as blacks.
But David,
between 50 and 60% of the violent crimes in America.
Yeah, but let me challenge you. Okay, so here we have a black community in America, and they are hurt. They know what they know, and we recognize that so much of what they're being told, and well, our white kids too, but different stuff. Are being propagandized, but they really believe that there's this horrible discrimination, that police are killing them. So why not just bow in humility, and the police, but Christians are doing it. You know, why not take this pledge?
I think the answer was given by a black Georgia state trooper who said, I only kneel to my God. You don't kneel to other human beings. That's humiliating yourself and taking away your independent judgment and becoming that's what they do in slave societies. That's not what we do in America.
That's what the Islamists do to people before they behead them.
Look at what happened to Drew Brees.
Yes.
And he said, I will not disrespect my flag or my country. And all the leftists in the sports world humiliated him and made him apologize. He probably will take a knee the next time. You can't give in to these race hustlers. And, you know, if you want a racist movement in America, it's Black Lives Matter. If you remember, they started by chanting, what do we want, dead cops? When do we want them now? In 2015, when Obama invited them into the White House. Nobody takes into account the incredible social revolution that's taken place in this country. We're not a racist country. We're an incredibly inclusive one. You have all these black billionaires now. If skin color was a problem for black people. How did Michael Jordan get to be worth $2 billion?
Yeah, or Oprah Winfrey.
Just go on and on.
Or Jay-Z, or yes.
Hey, black middle class. David, there's David, all these black leftist mayors encouraging the violence.
David, let me just point.
Incompetent people getting elected because of their skin color is black. Yeah.
David, let me just remind people, or tell people maybe for the first time, that you were actually worked very closely with the Black Panthers in San Francisco in the 60s, and you actually, your life changed.
They murdered a woman. I recruited, I raised a lot of money to create a school and bought a Baptist church, and they murdered the white woman. She was the mother of three children that I recruited to keep through the bookkeeping to the school. So I learned, you know, early that there's a problem here. And of course, all my white friends in the left defended the Panthers. They blamed it on the white power structure. You listen to these people talk, the abstractions. They talk about police departments as though they're white. They're not white. In New York, the majority of police officers are minorities. And that's true in Minneapolis as well. And as I say, the police chief is black. The attorney general is black. There are 13 members of the city council. 12 of them are Democrats. One of them is Green Party. All of the injustices in America's major inner cities are committed, or the responsibility for them is the Democratic Party, which controls them. But they... You know, they're racist, so they blame white people, and of course they blame Republicans.
David,
they're
let me read a couple of things to you.
Nobody holds them to account because people are scared of being called racist.
Yes, boy, isn't that the truth. I want to read you a couple of quotes that came out to my attention this morning in the Daily Mail. Hawk Newsom is the chairman of Black Lives Matter in Greater New York, and I want to just read to you a couple of things that he says and get your response. He said, first of all, they're going to be leading a war on police, and we prepare to stop these government-sanctioned murders by any means necessary. Then they go on to compare their tactics. They say we have a black special forces officer advising us. They've got all of this funding. He said, we pattern ourselves after the Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam, and we believe that we need an arm to defend ourselves. He says a lot more things, but does that...
violent organizations that murdered cops, Nation of Islam, I mean, that's Farrakhan, a Jew-hating, America-hating, Iran-loving traitor. That's their icon. That, it happens to be true of the Black Caucus in Congress as well. You can't give a free pass to people because of their skin color. And
right.
That's what's happened. That's why our cities are in flames.
David, do you know,
I don't know how many people have been killed by these rioters, but there's a lot.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I point out almost every single day is that we see, I just, a few days ago, on the streets, in terms of the rioters and the looters and the violent, I won't call them protesters, I think that's too honorable, the violence, it is colorblind.
And rioters.
Every color is out there. Wickedness has no.
In Hong Kong has been protests daily for a year in Hong Kong. Not one store looted. You know, you could tell the difference between these so-called peaceful protesters and Martin Luther King. You just look at the pictures.
Yes.
They were all dressed in suits. They were all respectful. Respectful and respectable.
Yes.
These people are inciting. You know, it's like the crowd in front of the Capitol. I mean, in Venice, the Capitol. If there weren't National Guard there, they would have jumped the White House fence and burned the White House.
Yes, exactly.
This is a war.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. David, let me just ask you something. When I, at my observation, of course, I was a contemporary in the 60s and 70s, and I was appalled by what I saw. And when I saw Bernadine Dornan, Bill Ayers, and their Weather Underground, and the statements they would make publicly, and the hatred and the wickedness that came out of their mouths,
yeah,
especially
and
Bernadine.
And their hateful son is the district attorney now in San Francisco.
Yeah, there you go.
And
okay,
Ayers is a mentor to Barack Obama and wrote his ghost wrote his books for him.
Yes.
That's how bad it is now compared to, I mean, the Weather Underground was a minority in the left back in the 60s and 70s. But now it's the most powerful political force in our country.
Well, and that's the point I was going to make.
Violent organization, Black Lives Matter. Let me say again that my book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, is chapter and verse of how this happened, how the Democratic Party has become the home for these people and its main support group, how we have a seditious anti-American Democrat Party that is the main threat, actually, to this country. If they weren't protecting Black Lives Matter and Antifa and funding them, those people wouldn't be anywhere.
Yes.
It's the Democratic Party that's the problem. And my book, Blitz, is about that.
I just wanted to point out, just to complete my thought, that what's scaring me, honestly, is I see Bernadine Dorn's wickedness. What she represented back in the 60s was unusual. She praised Charles Manson, the mass murderer. What I see in her face and out of her mouth is what we're seeing on our children. Our kids and grandkids are the ones out there in that street who look like they've had every privilege possible, if I can use that name. They've got great-looking...
Right. You're absolutely right. It's totally detached from reality. And that's because the rest of America, they're intimidated. They don't want to be called racist, so they just get out of the way of these people. I mean, I can't tell you how disappointing Fox is. I mean, you know, there are a couple of strong voices like Tucker and Greg Gutfeld. But you don't go along and pretend that there's something normal about this.
Right. Well, I think
why are they demonstrating in front of the White House? The president has no power over these local police forces. They're all controlled by Democrats. Why aren't they demonstrating at the DNC? Because it's not about race. That's not what these demonstrations are about. They're about destroying America. They hate America because it's free and capitalist, because it judges people by their character and not the color of their skin. The Democratic Party is a racist party. That's what identity politics is. We know. You have to have the vice president who's going to be president because Joe Biden is senile. Nobody takes him seriously. So his vice president will be president. There has to be a black woman. How un-American is that? To pick somebody by their skin color or their gender. But that's what the Democrat Party is about. It's a communist party. Yes. And it's a threat to our country. And people need to start saying this. You know, like I'm still a kind of I'm not completely lonely. I'm really happy with the young conservatives, with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and the pro-life demonstrators, because they understand that it's a war for the soul of this country.
Hey, David, you know what? Another really low point to me was in the midst of all of that, the 1,000 rioters across on the White House, so close, trying to get over the fence, trying to get to the president, they would kill him if they could.
Burning churches.
And we have our Director of Defense, our Secretary for Defense, Mark Esper, saying we're not at that point. We don't need troops
Trump
on the street.
Trump needs to fire him.
Yeah,
Trump needs
I agree.
To fire him. But every time Trump fires somebody, I mean, they got, you know, the lies that the left tells. I mean, it's very dispiriting to see Americans who are such malevolent, Machiavellian, anti-American liars like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the leadership of the Democratic Party is so corrupt. It's just terrible. Now they want to tie the hands of the police.
David, let me ask you a question.
Who's going to be hurt by that? If you care about black America, you want to have stronger police and better funded police, because they're the only people protecting black victims from black crimes. 95% of the victims of black criminals are black.
Yes, exactly.
So you strip the police of their you know, you tie their hands and you make it difficult for somebody to even want to be on the police force.
We have to take a break, but my guest is David Horowitz, and the book is called Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And so, David, when we come back, I think people are, they're disturbed. They don't even know what to think. Many of them are not in these big cities, and they're just, there's a lot of consternation. And so I think they would be really interested in seeing what makes you think that the those of us that still love this country and its constitution, including our president, will prevail in this next election. This is Sandy Rios. We'll be right back with David Horowitz in just a second on AFR Talk.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
The fact of the matter is we have a real problem in Washington, D.C., because it's a system that is no longer really Republicans and Democrats pushing against each other to create a good policy. It's no longer a fight between Republicans and Democrats. It's a fight between Washington and the rest of America. And let me expand on that. What we have is a system in Washington, and you know this, Tucker, where people get jobs if you're there, if you know someone, and you work your way up. And it's like musical chairs from one agency to another. There's no outside thought. There's no outside perspective. When someone like Donald Trump comes in and says, why are we doing it this way? They attack him because he's breaking the system. He doesn't play by their rules. I saw that at ODNI. I saw that by entering the intelligence world. I had senators from the Democratic Party saying, you have no experience. What are you doing? Why should you be there and trying to lead this this office of Director of National Intelligence? And the fact of the matter is, Tucker, nobody said that my first intelligence briefing was in 2001 before Mark Warner, Senator Mark Warner, got his intelligence briefing, the same guy who said that I wasn't qualified. I actually am a receiver of intelligence, an expert on the consumer part of the intelligence and how to utilize it. But that perspective is never brought to Washington. You got to grow up. Right. You got to be the deputy assistant secretary and then the assistant secretary, and then you get to be something else. And before you know it, you're indoctrinated.
That was Rick Grenell, and he was the choice for the president of the trust president to be director of national intelligence. He's the one who unclassified all that information regarding the alleged collusion with Russia. And we have a lot to thank him for. And he's describing something that we grapple with all the time. My guest is David Horowitz. By the way, his book Blitz, it has just come out. And he, of course, he was a number New York Times bestseller with his book Dark Agenda, which I'll never get over reading because it was so powerful. But let me just tell you, he's had endorsements from Donald Trump Jr., from Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk, and many, many others. And in this book, David discusses the nine biggest dangers to America that the left poses. He names the billionaires and the fat cats behind the destruction, trying to get after Trump and really after the country. How patriotism suddenly became white nationalism. How the growing secularism of the left and the push against Christians will backfire. Obama's agenda, how President Obama had much more to say and much more bad effect on Trump's political woes than you could even imagine, and also then Trump's brilliant strategy. And so that's kind of, this book is just excellent. And so, David, let's spend our next moments talking about this. You talk about Trump having a strategy. I think people would... People would like to hear if you still think his strategy is working.
Yeah, make America safe again, make America great again. Look, Rick Grenell is an American hero, but I disagree with his analysis that it's Washington versus the rest of the country. What it is it's American, it's the left, which is racist, anti-American, pro-communist, and that's Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the Democrat Party, all of whose candidates, all of the ones that had a chance to win. After all, Bernie Sanders is a lifelong supporter of communist dictatorships, apologist for communist atrocities, and promoter of communist solutions. He was, they stole it from him to give it to this senile, corrupt fool Joe Biden. But that's who the Democratic Party is today. So it's the anti-American left versus American patriots. And the centers of their power are the cities. As we've seen, there wouldn't have been the riots. There wouldn't have been the stores looted and ravaged if it weren't for traitorous Democrat mayors. They're the ones who kept the police from defending law-abiding citizens. They're the ones who own any racism in the inner cities. The Democratic Party is a racist party to the core. They're the ones who run these schools that don't teach the kids to read and write or do arithmetic, where 40% of the inner city kids drop out before they graduate, and 40% who graduate are functionally illiterate. 100% owned by the Democrat Party. The violence in cities like Chicago, that's the Democrat Party is in control of that. So it's really the cities, the urban centers, the de Blasios, pro-Castro, anti-American idiots, you know, people who are so ethically, I hate the word challenged, but so unethical that they keep their own mothers out of nursing homes, but they send COVID patients into them to kill the elderly, and then they blame it on Trump. So Trump will win because people understand, first of all, that they've been using these lies against him since he was running, let alone since he was elected. So who believes that Trump is a racist? My book, Blitz, opens with Trump being called a racist before he even got in office, even though for 30 years before that he was a public figure. Nobody called him a racist until he ran against Democrats. But they called Bush a racist. They called McCain a racist. They called Romney a racist. Why? Because they have to protect their deepest, darkest secret, which is that Democrats control every major inner city in America 100% and have for 50 to 100 years. I think Minneapolis has been in Democrat hands since 1971. Everything that's wrong in the inner cities, Democrats are responsible for. How do they defend themselves? By calling their critics racist. That's how they hoodwink Black America into voting for them.
David, let me ask you something. I've often wondered now, we've seen in almost every situation, I think including the COVID hoax, and it was a hoax, that the way they reported it was a hoax, not that the disease was not real. And then, of course, the Russia hoax and all the other things that they've tried to pull out to destroy the president. And each and every time they've overplayed their hand, and I think it's backfired. I really do. But on this situation, I'm not sure. Do you think it's possible that they're overplaying their hand in our city streets and burning things down?
You can count on the left, you know, never to know when to stop. Already they've created an incredibly difficult situation for Biden. He can't openly say defund the police because he knows. I mean, you know, it's not like the Democrats are brainless. They're corrupt. They're malevolent, but they're not brainless. They understand that Americans want to feel secure in their homes, and that the police, it's the thin blue line that protects them. They understand that, so they have to somehow keep their extremist base, which is very, very large, and square that circle. So. But they can't do it. It all depends. The reason for the success of the left is that they have successfully intimidated loyal, good-hearted Americans from speaking out what they know because they don't want to be called racist. This is true of the whole Republican Party. They've allowed themselves to be rolled over for decades. By averting their eyes from the reality that Paul Ryan's, you could go on and on, who did this.
Yeah. Actually,
we have a leader in Trump who's fearless. Trump fights back. that's how he won the first time, and that's how he's going to win in November. Because if you have somebody standing up there and defending law and order, defending borders, let's not forget the Democratic Party is an open borders party. That's how terrorists, sex traffickers, cartel members, and viruses get into America across our borders. And they're totally exposed on this because they did 3 years of it before this latest thing. So I believe that, and I have great confidence in Trump, that he will fight this fearlessly, go right in their faces. And, you know, of course, it all depends on the American people. If the Americans, if the people who are listening to your show, Sandy, will come out and fight the election in November, of course we're going to win. If they stay home, we'll lose.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you talk about in your book about there's been rumblings of this and discussions of this about the connection or the complicity of Barack Obama and the people around him with laying the groundwork for the destruction of President Trump's presidency. Can you say something about that,
yeah,
David?
It is the first coup d'etat organized by Obama. It's so clear. All the evidence really is out there now. They knew going in that General Flynn, you know, was completely innocent. They concocted this Russia collusion. They suborned, well, of course, all the intelligence agencies' heads were leftists appointed by Obama. And they conspired to accuse a president, actually before he even got in office, but of treason, of colluding with Russia, knowing that it was false. They did it. Like I say, this hasn't happened since Abraham Lincoln, when the Democrats also seceded from the Union to deny him the presidency. That was, they went to war. Sort of a war is happening. You can't have a war when the federal government is so powerful. So it's a political war. And they attempted for 3.5 years to destroy him, suppressing all the evidence that exonerated him. Adam Schiff, I mean, these people need to be, you know, in a normal society, they'd be hung, but at least put in jail for what they did. Yeah. Bald-faced lying to the American people, accusing the president of being a Russian agent, which tied his hands in many crises where many people died. Syria, the Russians had a role. Venezuela, North Korea, Trump's hands were tied by the Democratic Party, so he couldn't use his economic leverage on Putin to get him to moderate those crises. How many people died because of that? No, you know, nobody's thinking. Barack Obama, again, I all of this is in my book, Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. But Barack Obama, he took America's worst enemy, the one that's killed thousands of Americans, the fascist dictatorship in Iran. They were isolated. They were sanctioned. He removed the sanctions. He took them out of isolation. He gave them a path to nuclear weapons. He averted his eyes when they violated the ballistic missiles treaties. And then he gave them $200 billion in unmarked bills to use for terrorist attacks on Americans. Barack Obama's a traitor, but he's completely protected because he's black. If there's skin privilege in America, blacks have the skin privilege. That allows them to betray their country. And, of course, this is not all blacks. There are great patriotic blacks who stand up, from Burgess Owens to that state trooper in Georgia that I mentioned before.
Lieutenant Colonel West, lots of people. Candace Owen, that goes without saying. Honestly, that goes without saying, David. They're good friends, and we have them on the show. I just don't see it in terms of skin color.
There are a lot of black racists that nobody wants to identify
as
racists.
Exactly.
And my life has been an atonement for the first half of it, having been brought up by communists. You know, you were like my parents. They were school teachers, but They wanted Russia to win the Cold War.
David?
I paid for it by getting out there and saying the unsayable and hoping that I give courage to other people to do the same.
David, I love it. I love it. And certainly you do that. And by the way, the book is called Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. But of course, it's a repository of how the left works and who the money is behind it. And a lot of really excellent information. So we commend it highly. David, you take care of yourself and keep writing these great books and speaking out. And just God bless you and your family. Thank you so much for your service to the country. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.